Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And we are about to be chatting to Darren Bergman, who is the Shadow Minister for the DA, the Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperations. Good afternoon, Darren.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing? Good, very well, thank you.
Good, good.
Thank you for making time to chat to us this afternoon.
Always.
So yesterday, very interesting, we were chatting with SAFI, the South African Friends of Israel, and they were telling us how they called a prayer meeting on Monday to try and change government policy towards Israel. So we're going to ask you about that. But then also we see that Israel has very, very warm relations with Iran. Yeah, with a history of anti-apartheid support with the
South Africa has warm relations with Iran, not Israel.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you for that correction. Absolutely. But it's just very, very interesting because we actually did ask Pamela about the South African policy. So maybe you can just, let's try and unpack a little bit this afternoon. Maybe first you can tell us what happens in government with the South African policy towards Israel.
Look, at this stage, we're obviously hoping that their policy might change at the ANC conference. Unfortunately, this is going to take a lot of time. I'm holding my breath on that one, you know, because we'll obviously look at a whole lot of factors, one of them being where the AU sits with Israel. But of course, we have word that Naledi Pandor is being honored by the Palestinian Authority and the ambassador of Palestine. She'll be given, I don't know if it's the freedom of the city or what it will be, but that the president of Palestine will be giving her some recognition of some sort in South Africa. So I'm not sure how much change we can expect from South Africa. But we do remain hopeful.
Yeah, so when you say there may be a change at the ANC conference, what even gives you that hope? Are there any conversations happening or is that just because we always live in hope?
Well, you know, when it comes down to trade, and I think that's where one has to put their focus on. Obviously, with the war with Ukraine and Russia, South Africa has lost a lot of footing in the economy and they can't afford to turn their back on any trading partners at the moment. I think people look at Russia as one of our key trading allies, which is actually incorrect. And you know, I think Israel's is a bit more vital in the trading post. And I think what we need to do is, as South Africa, we need to retain as many jobs as we can, and we need to keep our economy as stimulated as we can. And I think to lose Israel as a trading partner would be just another nail in the coffin for South Africa. I don't think Israel would lose too much sleep, and I think we're seeing that. Well, at least I think the more business-minded people in the ANC are seeing that, and then that might be the small glimmer of hope within the ANC, or at least people watching that there might be a small change in policy. Of course, the AU have seen that for a long time. You know, the West regions, the East regions, and the North regions have all treated Israel more progressively. And I think they've seen the fruits of that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we see in the Times of Israel, they've actually published a story around this. And we read the story of Mandla Mandela, who accepted an Islamic Human Rights Award in Tehran. And he lauded Iran's support for South Africa's fighting against the former apartheid government, including its support for the ANC. And he said, it is wonderful to be in the Islamic Republic of Iran, a country and nation that inspired my grandfather, who obviously was Nelson Mandela, whilst he was in prison. So I think those kind of, you know, that kind of vocal talk obviously also has impact on society and on government. What is South Africa's, you know, official connection to Iran? What's the relationship there like?
Look, South Africa's foreign policy is steeped actually in its historic loyalties, and I think that's problematic to South Africa. It's definitely problematic for it going forward with what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. I think with the U.S., you know, trying to have meetings with them and trying to you know, I don't want to say lend logic to an argument, but I think there has to be some sensitivity to say, here's Cuba, here's Palestine, here's China, here's Russia, but your trading partners, your biggest trading partners are actually in the West. And you have to ensure that your free markets are really, you know, you're doing right by them, because the last thing you want are trade agreements that are negative towards South Africa. Because, I mean, you know, if you lose those trade positive agreements and you become, you know, all of a sudden Africa, you're trading more with Nigeria or with Kenya or with any other African states up north, you've actually created a problem for South Africa in terms of its economy. So now, if it comes to the vote, if the ANC believe that their foreign policy by befriending the past loyal heroes in their struggle is gaining them votes, it's definitely not. At best, it might retain them some loyal voters, but it's not gaining them any new voters, that's for sure. That's, the focus groups are definitely pointing to that. So at best, what they're doing is they're retaining certain loyal voters, but they're definitely not gaining any new voters. What they are doing, though, are losing voters. They're definitely bleeding voters, and one can argue quite strongly that a lot of the bleeding voters is actually because of their foreign policy. So, you know, I'm not going to point that out to them publicly, because I think it helps the DA that the ANC continue on this path of mass destruction, because it helps the DA, of course, if they lose voters like this. But working with Iran, working with Russia, this is obviously not in the interest of trying to build your own economy. It's not in the interest of, when we talk about sanctions, we talk about favorable, as I said, trade tariffs, and that this isn't the kind of action you want to do on the eve of your judging of whether you're going to be grey-listed or not. This is not what you want to try, you know, this is not what you want to be doing. Now, someone like Mandela Mandela, who actually looks like his grandfather and has the makings of a great chief, had the makings of a great chief, I can argue now very strongly, who, as a friend of his, I believe is led by the wrong head at this stage now. And I do believe that he's definitely he's lost a few points by his mutterings. And I think where he goes now, I don't believe his grandfather would have, you know, I don't believe his grandfather would be supporting most of what he has said. And, you know, for me, I sit there in distaste, because I believe right now that if his grandfather was sitting and looking at policy, his grandfather would probably be saying that the Democratic Alliance is the closest to his beliefs than any other party in South Africa at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And just you personally, as the Shadow Minister of the International Relations and Cooperations, where do you feel like you can, you know, personally have impact in this conversation in government?
Well, I mean, we have from the beginning, even, you know, from 2014, we've been saying, Don't put your eggs in all one basket. You didn't have to take a side. You didn't have to. We weren't asking you to take Russia's side. We weren't asking you to take America's side. What we were asking you to was de-escalate what was happening in the Crimean Peninsula. Use your proximity to President Putin, and de-escalate the tensions in the Crimean Peninsula. You could have made a great name for yourself in South Africa with regards to fighting human rights abuses, or creating a name as peacemakers. And then even as far back as 2018, when Russia was encroaching on the borders of Ukraine, again we made the plea with the ANC to say, just use your proximity with President Putin to de-escalate the tension. So we're not saying Russia's wrong at this stage. We're saying that you know, that NATO's done just as much damage or incredibility as Russia on the with Ukraine, but use your proximity to both to de-escalate. You know, he has an opportunity for you both, or for you, to get both around the table and mediate. And it's only when there was that incursion that we then insisted that the ANC take a side, and that when it came to voting at the UN, that they not embarrassed our country or embarrassed themselves any further.
Yeah.
And even as far as when they had this, when the king hosted Ramaphosa now in the UK, we had a protest there. A lot of the radio stations asked me, well, you know, don't you think you're embarrassing South Africa by having the protest? And I said, can South Africa embarrass itself any more than what it's been doing to itself already?
Yeah. So, Darren Bergman, thank you. I'm so sorry we have to stop you there, but thank you for all the great work that you're doing. And that was Darren Bergman, the Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. Thank you so much for joining us.